Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving, the latest on the SensorBot. So those who've listened or may have listened before, I used to give lots and lots of blow-by-blow podcasts on developing, I can't believe it, the podcast software. And slowly think I've made it, and then apologising the next time when I slip back, and eventually I have this podcast software which broadcasts these podcasts. Now, what I'm going to do is give a general wrap-up or rendition, I'm just trying to think what the word would be for this, of this utility bot. So the idea is a teaching robot, robotic teaching. Now, how did it come to that? Well, the actual story behind it is that in cardiac or brain rehab, I began to teach myself electronics, and I started, and I sort of almost stumbled onto the idea of boxes which teach themselves, that you take into the classroom, and you know, was plugging in things too much? Yeah, it should be battery powered, and basically every form of sort of, I've relived the sort of nasty people I worked with, maybe each nasty person, rather than just taking on the insult and stuff like that, I would sort of engineer a solution to it. So essentially, the idea is a little plastic box, document holder, stacked document holders, which rather welded, they're plastic, is thermosetal plastic. So thermosetal plastic is plastic little properties. They don't suddenly melt, the plastic becomes more, okay, I've just got to watch out here, mate. I'm actually driving to pick up a mate at the moment. So I'm just going to check. Oh, it's absolutely pandemonium around here. Okay, here we go. Oops. There's a real crazy... We've got a freeway and a service road and a turn off into the service road, so that's really hard. Yeah, so I'm going off to pick up a mate to see a film. Maybe not see a film. Yeah, this idea is essentially take everything you ever teach in a science classroom. What is the one thing which would absolutely crush everything? That is, that the kids could open up and there'd be an array, an Aladdin's box, a cave, a Pandora's box of sensors, all ready to go, all absolutely powerful, higher precision, higher accuracy than ever imagined before, at a higher rate. Everything you think of times 10, times 5, overflowing with logic and ease of use. That's essentially what I'm going on. And then I began to write up the research paper, and you have this problem that you've got the logic stuff, and then you've got the complete and utter bullshit taught at school. And this is the utter bullshit taught at school, is that the electron is a point particle, and a point particle, it goes as a projectile down the mechanical metals. And it's actually trying to develop this such that you could get the wonderful message of silicon crystals through this and not get destroyed by other things. So I'm going to be at my mate's place really quickly. The idea is that this is a robot which, if you as teachers want to teach bullshit, rubbish, you can tick the box and it will teach non-destructive, completely supportive bullshit. If you want it, you can bullshit. Alternatively, once it's set up there, you can do a small switch, modify it, and it will teach A-grade quantum mechanics. So now, you think this is impossible, but this is actually very within the reach of computers and software to do, to respond. I suppose you've got Google Assistants, but this is even more with the sensors going on, working out what's going on, and upgrading and connected to the internet and all this type of stuff. Wow, that is a real parade of bikes. This person's doing up bikes. We're going to go very far here. So essentially, I've been teaching myself about sensors, and just as you go, I've worked on sensors, and I'm just looking at this thing from my mate's place, I've discovered these. Well, I haven't discovered them, they've been around for years. These basically I'm just gonna really. What the bloody hell is here? This is some sort of complete. So I'm trying to get to my mate's place, and there's a traffic jam up ahead of. Bear in mind, this is an Australian-grade traffic jam. There's 20 cars stopped ahead while they're doing something in the intersection. They're doing a bit of backing and stuff like that. Okay, so essentially you can have, if you have a two transistors posed in a particular way, and they operate, two identical transistors, and their voltages will be temperature dependent. So you can actually build a little computer, and it can have the temperature sensor within it. You can build it so small, it's the size of a pinhead, and it sits inside a can, and that can is the temperature sensor. Very bloody good. And so and you can just sort of staple five, as many as you want together, and the software will handle it. And what's also good is that there's no, I don't know if there's a request for reading time. The whole thing is this request for reading time. Well, this car's pulling out. This is saying this is bullshit. Unfortunately, my mate is up here, is just up the road, and there's no way I can get up there. So there's a junction up here. Okay, good. Getting back to it. And he's just pulled out just as they've decided they're going to let us through. Okay, so there's these, and they cost about $2, really, realistically a dollar each. And so just five of them. These are great. These goes from negative to, you know, over boiling water temperature. You know, they're lab safe, really good. And then I've got thermocouples, which the standard ones I was looking at in the first place. Now, the thermocouple, when I had started to get going, was complete bullshit. They just completely underperformed these ones. If you can imagine, a thermocouple is like the adult version of this. Oh, okay, now I'm just going to watch it here. I'm nearly there. So the thermocouple is basically, if I have a piece of wire and I heat it, there'll be a voltage between the hot end and the cold end. In order to actually make a device that works, you've got to have wires of just subtly different alloys which are just subtly different. So I'm just going to go up my mate's place. And so the long and short of it is a thermocouple, he hasn't left, so you never know, I should be able to catch up on him. Yeah, a thermocouple is sort of the ideal. You just have a wire, basically a needle, a wire in, a wire out, so that you can make them very low thermal mass, like incredibly small thermal mass, about the smallest that I can imagine. And what it does is you have these two wires, and essentially they produce a battery, and you then measure the voltage across these two wires. And this measures not the temperature, but the temperature difference between the wire end and the sensor end. And of course, this has been absolutely strap bang riddled with noise. Now, just let's see what I can do up here. That's going to pull up here. It's certainly pandemonium anti. So, this may be the end of this podcast, depending on what happens with my mate.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.